the New World Report. I'm John Batchel with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. The new president of Honduras, President Castro, in Beijing for conversation with Xi Jinping, a state visit, including honor guard, and determinations afterwards of a free trade agreement possible, and Honduras asking to join the BRICS. Professor, is this a significant development in Central America that Honduras is now clearly in the China-Russia camp?
It is, John. And it is in the sense of just how quickly the Honduras, the Xiomara Castro Libre Party regime is moving forward. More broadly, there have long been concerns with Xiomara Castro and really the influence of Mel Zelaya, her husband and former president, as well as some more radical elements of Libre behind the you know, relatively moderate face of Castro herself and what that means for the U.S. in an area very close to the United States. But one of the perhaps dramatic illustrations has been, again, just how far, how fast she's taken the Beijing relationship. And this has been particularly important because in Washington, we've been talking about the, you know, alleged or actual now, Cuban spy base operated by China. But that's kind of overshadowed the fact that you've had this very large, very long trip by Xiomara Castro. And yes, she, you know, met with Dilma Rousseff, who is now the head of the BRICS Bank there in China, said that Honduras wants to get into the BRICS Bank. He said that it wants, with Chinese support, to get into the Asian Development Bank. But even beyond that, there was apparently 22 different agreements that were signed, of which you had something like 14 different non-transparent MOUs, which is fairly standard. A lot of them were trying to open up the Honduran agricultural market, but there are other fairly significant things. For example, the creation of a cooperative mechanism between the two countries that would permit even political cooperation. There is a talk of, you know, various other types of activities, telecommunications, cooperation. We've already seen initiatives by Huawei and Hondutel, and apparently there will be an accelerated initiative for bringing Huawei into providing rural telephone infrastructure there. There's been training agreements for training up the Honduran foreign ministry. There's a lot of talk about a free trade agreement, which will open up the Honduran market to China far more than will open up the Chinese market to Honduras. Probably some infrastructure projects coming in with what's called the Dry Canal, which connects the Atlantic and Pacific through Honduras. So again, this is a partnership that is moving forward very quickly and will accelerate the foothold that China has in a country, again, very close to the United States and whose government tends to be politically not too friendly these days to the United States, and is working in a neighborhood in which we have some significant equities on migration, drugs, and other matters.
Professor Evan Ellis, I'm John Batchel.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.